I'm Eric Carley, and we're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Joining us right now is Fleet Services Manager for DART, Adam Williams. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me on the show today.
Well, thank you for being here. Let's talk about DART and what's going on right now. First of all, DART's been around for a long time.
For drivers who
don't know, tell us a little bit about the background of DART.
Sure. It's a family-owned business. DART started back in 1934. Yeah. Earl Orne started the company, then he passed it on to his son, Don Orne, and then it went to Dave Orne. So it's a third-generation family-owned and operated business, and our sole and primary focus for a real long time had been owner-operators.
Sure.
And one of the things that we're trying to do right now is put a little more focus on the company side and grow that a little bit.
Yeah. I've known drivers that have been with DART for a long, long time, and I've been aware of DART since I've been in the industry and probably before I was actually with this program. So many drivers that have been with DART for a long time, that's kind of a testament to what you guys do and what the company is all about, wouldn't you say?
It really is. We have one of the best retention rates in the industry, so I've kind of always said, when someone comes to DART, they're going to get a different feel, a different look, and that's one of the main reasons they stay. We have lots of drivers that have been with us 5-plus, 10-plus, 20-plus, even 30-plus years.
Wow. Nice.
So it's really nice to look around and see those drivers at the company.
Yeah. What is it right now that you were trying to, the message, I guess if you were talking with a driver here at a Mid-America Trucking Show on the floor or over the phone, what would you tell a driver about DART?
Our message to them right now is we want to make them more profitable. We understand that it's about the money in the end. This is a business. DART wants to be profitable. We want the drivers to be profitable too. So over the last couple of months, we have made some significant changes when it comes to our pay rates and our sign-on bonus. So it's really all about profitability for them right now.
Let's talk about that sign-on bonus. What are we looking at?
Sure. Right now, we have an $8,000 sign-on plus bonus.
Wow.
We're calling it. Yeah, $8,000, I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know that's three zeros, right?
Right? Yeah, it's been great for recruiting that we've been able to advertise such a fantastic sign-on plus bonus for them. So the guys come on, they go ahead and they get a chunk of it right away up front. And then after a certain amount of miles driven, they're going to go ahead and get paid out even more. So that's really on the company side, the 8,000 sign-on plus. On the owner-operator side, there's actually 10,000 sign-on plus.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's like I say.
You're adding zeros.
Yeah, we are, right? Right. And that's what we want to do. That's what we're saying. We want to make these drivers more profitable because they deserve it.
Yeah. These are, by the way, also, as you mentioned, some increase in pay for both over-the-road company drivers and over-the-road owner-operators. That's the, again, the underlying base pay. This is a big step up.
Again, the more profitable the owner-operators, we increase them 2 cents across the board. And then the company drivers, one of the nice things that we're able to do with them is for a long time, we just paid them a certain amount.
Right.
Well, now we're taking other factors into consideration. We're taking their experience into consideration. We're also taking the area they live into consideration. We're really looking at some different priority areas, and the Midwest is definitely one of them. It's a very tough competition in that area for drivers, so if you live in that area, you're going to get paid more at DART Transit.
Yeah. The turnover rate in the industry historically has not been great, but
usually in the hundreds, right?
It's like well over 100. At one point, it was like 136, and I'm not really great at mathing, but I'll tell you right now, that's not a good turnover rate for an industry. But
no, unfortunately, it isn't.
DART has a really great retention rate. What's behind that, do you think?
Well, we do. It's typically in the 50s and 60s. The retention rate is usually half of the industry average.
Yeah.
I've always felt it's the people, guys like myself, guys like Kristen, Connor, my boss, Russ, all of those people at DART, we always talk about recruiting and retention. Retention is a very big thing for us. We actually have the A team, the contractor advocate team, and they work with the company drivers too. So there are specific people in our building that are designed to work with any of the drivers that are having problems. So yeah. It really helps. One of the other things too, I feel, is the open door policy. You can walk into the DART building and go and talk with your fleet manager, go and talk with the person that recruited you. It's really a nice thing to be able to see the drivers walking around, and when they do need something, we're available to go ahead and take care of it pretty quickly for them. Because yeah. we all know in this industry, if you don't take care of it right away, time is money, and right. they can be moving on.
Yeah,
so
sure.
we understand that, and we want to make sure that we're taking care of their needs right away.
If they want to learn more, there's a toll-free number they can call?
Yes, there is. We would love anybody to call us at 855-403-8137. You'll be able to speak with one of our recruiters. You may even get me on the phone. I sit right there with all of my yeah. recruiters,
yeah.
And we want to be able to tell you how you can be more profitable with us at DART Transit, whether you want to be an independent contractor or if you want to be a company driver. We're going to have both those options for you. Not to mention your home time needs. We know that's always a big thing, too.
Yeah, and benefits,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, all of that stuff. We're going to have it for you. We want to be able to recruit you, do you right, and make you profitable.
Yeah, and, of course, the website, darttruckingjobs.com.
You got it. That's yeah. exactly right, darttruckingjobs.com.
Yeah, you can go there in the middle of the night, like when a weird radio show is on in the middle of the night while you're listening to us. And, you know, that's a great thing. That's what I love about websites. And you can visit it, learn more, and check it out yourself, darttruckingjobs.com. Something cool you guys are doing here at the Mid-America Trucking Show. What do you guys got set up?
I'm really, really excited about
yeah.
it. First
yeah,
off,
too.
Come see us over at our booth.
Right.
We're booth number 66048. We're doing a cash catch grab this year.
All right. So you get in the booth. Now,
that's what I was going to say. If anybody's unfamiliar with a cash catch grab, yeah. what it is it's one of those stand-up wind tunnels that you get in.
Right.
So we're going to go ahead and not raffle off, but what we're going to do is go ahead and have some names drawn for the opportunity to go into that booth and catch some money that we're going to put in there for you.
All right. And this is a chance to, I don't know, potentially, how much could they grab, do you think?
Each person is going to have the opportunity to grab $1,000 in cash.
Okay.
They're going to be in
there. So is that the total amount that's in? Is it $1,000? That's put in the booth? Is that the total amount that's in the booth?
It is. So
okay.
what we'll do is on Friday at 3 o'clock, we'll pull three names, and we'll go ahead and notify them, give them an hour to get it back over to the booth, and then at 4 o'clock, we'll start running those three people through the booth. So we'll put one person in the booth. We'll put $1,000 in cash in there for them. We'll go ahead and we'll flip the blower on, turn the clock on, and they have 60 seconds to grab as much as they can. So we'll do that for three people on Friday, and then on Saturday we're going to go ahead and do it for three more people. The times on Saturday, we'll go ahead and draw the names at 1 o'clock, give them an hour to get back over to the booth, and we'll start the cash flowing at 2 o'clock.
All right. So what happens to the money that they don't grab?
I get it, right? I would think
I thought I got it. That
makes it. You know what? Why don't we both share it? We can do that. We're gonna. I'll be there. I'll gather it up.
Could,
I know where you are
it.
Now. Yeah, we'll go ahead
70,
and do 30. That.
Even.
No,
70-30.
I don't get it. I don't want it.
No. It's going to a great.
We're
gonna
donate it exactly.
It's going to a great cause, and it's the St. Christopher's Truckers Relief Fund. St. Christopher is something near and dear to my heart. Drivers, you know, it's been around for years, helping so many drivers over the years, and DART now with this really great fun promotion, giving drivers a chance to, you know, get some cash in their own hand. But that's always, I think, the question at the end of that game is, hey, where does that all the rest of
where's
that
the
money
rest
go,
right?
It's going straight to St. Christopher Truckers Relief Fund. That's really awesome. With us right now is Shannon Currier. Now, Shannon, she does so much great work there at St. Christopher Truckers Relief Fund. Shannon, you're the Director of Philanthropy and Development. And what does it mean to have another company, especially a company that has the legacy like DART, step up and through this fund promotion also be helping St. Christopher?
Well, it means a huge thing to us because DART has been around for a long time, family-owned, operated, pouring into their drivers. Their drivers are important, and that's what we're all about, pouring into the drivers, taking care of the drivers, making sure that they have what they need. We're filling the gap. And so we feel like it's a perfect partnership.
Yeah.
You know, their goal is the same as ours, taking care of the drivers. So we're excited to have such a great, strong company on board with us.
Yeah. We'll be able to make some people here profitable, and we're going to be able to, you know, make them profitable too.
Yeah. So. And the great thing is, of course, if you're not familiar, St. Christopher Truckers Relief Fund helps drivers who may have come off the road due to a medical situation. Maybe they got a little behind on their bills, you know, and the idea is help them out a little bit, and maybe they can get back on the road and you know, so it's all going back to putting the industry, you know, giving back to the industry here, coming from a company like DART that gives back to its drivers and helps them be profitable. It's a win-win, Shannon.
It really is, and we love to see companies turn around and invest back into the industry and back into the drivers.
Yeah.
The drivers support themselves. They support each other.
Yeah.
And so I think the drivers are going to take notice that DART has stepped in and said, hey, we're going to support you, and this is another way we're going to do that, is support St. Christopher Fund. So I think the drivers are really going to take notice of what DART is doing.
Yeah, very
that's,
nice.
You know, one of the messages that we want to send, that's for sure.
Yeah, great stuff here. Thank you so much. Adam, kudos to everyone there at DART, yourself included. Great company, again, a great legacy that's been around for many years. I have a couple of friends that have been with DART, and I'm just going to tell you right now, they were there for a long, long time. One of them's retired now, but I'm going to tell you right now, this is a guy that was happy. And, you know, I've always said it's kind of, you know, like a marriage. It has to be a great partnership. It has to, you know, work, in both directions. And you guys, I think, have built a business model that does that with the open door policy, all the stuff you guys offer to drivers. And I know that because the drivers tell me that. So, you know,
yeah, you're going to hear it best from them.
Yeah.
I mean, really, at the end of the day, that's the one thing that I have said is when it comes to any type of advertising that we can do or any type of PR work, at the end of the day, it's the driver.
Right.
The drivers are best when it comes to that.
Yeah, and it's just great. And Shannon, of course, St. Christopher, you know, what a great organization this is. I'm proud to be on the board of directors with St. Christopher Fund. It's just for me, it's the way to directly help these drivers who have been in a medical situation, and maybe we help them get back on the road, and who knows, maybe they get behind the wheel for DART one day. You know,
that's right. You never know. You know, when you have DART out there as one of your sponsors, and we're pointing people to you. So,
yeah, absolutely. So thank you to everyone at St. Christopher Truckers Relief Fund for all of their hard work as well. Thank you so much, and looking forward to some cash going in a couple of really great directions here, Adam. Great stuff.
It's going to be fun. Thanks again for giving me the opportunity to come and speak with you and tell about what we're doing here.
All right, right. And Shannon, good to see you again. Thank you.
Thank you for having us, and we are proud to partner with you guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, DART.
Thanks.